Okay, what weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
Hello, this is Karen.
And this is Kevin.
And this is Right From Us. I know for a fact what my answer for you would be. You like your peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches.
Peanut butter and ketchup, that is the best sandwich.
That is so disgusting.
It's the most underrated sandwich of all time.
Why do you like that?
It's just good. It's just two flavors you wouldn't think would be good, but it is great.
I don't really have an answer to that question. I don't really like any weird combinations, I think. So,
I mean, there are a lot of really good things like egg sandwich with, you know, butter. It's like, that's a really great taste.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not really weird. Now, I will say that, remember that one candy my mom made out of mashed potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes and powdered sugar and peanut butter. Does that sound gross? Mm-hmm. But it was the most delicious.
What was it? What besides peanut butter?
It's mashed potatoes, powdered sugar, so it makes it really sweet. And then you roll out the mashed potatoes dough, and then you smear it with peanut butter, and then you roll it up in a log.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mashed potatoes doesn't really have a taste of its own.
You don't think?
You got basically sugar and peanut butter. Hmm. So that I could see how that would be good. Hmm. But, you know, peanut butter and ketchup, that is sort of like honey mustard. It's something you wouldn't think would be good, but it's great, you know.
Well, I confess, I've never tried it, so I guess maybe I shouldn't judge until I've tried it. Mm,
you're going to have to try it. I got that from my grandmother.
Hmm. Okay, what
You don't have any?
No, I really don't think I have any, honestly. I'm pretty boring. I'm a very bland eating kind of girl. I don't really... I can't think of anything that's weird for me. Okay, so another question. What social stigma does society need to get over?
What does stigma mean?
Well,
exactly.
Stigma to me sounds like a negative, like not a reputation, but I don't know. I can't. Yeah, look it up. I don't know. What does it say?
An association of disgrace or public disapproval with something such as an action or condition. So, I mean, a stigma right now would be people that think you're committing murder when you don't wear a mask in public.
Yeah.
And give you a dirty look, like, you're a murderer for not wearing a mask.
So you think people need to get over it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get back on this.
We're trying to keep this one light, because the last two we've done...
The whole thing was,
if
you can't social
heavy.
Distance, then wear a mask. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm sick of that.
I'm so sick of
but
that
But that is definitely a social stigma that...
Okay, let's think of something else outside of the current environment. Let's think of what other kind of stigma do people do, and we just need to get over it? I mean, maybe people that wear leggings and shouldn't wear leggings. I mean, I don't know. I can't really think of anything that is bad enough that we're just like, well, too bad, I'm doing it anyway. Get over it. I mean, if it's bad enough, you probably shouldn't be doing it. So I don't know. That's a hard question.
Well, how about we just say, what kind of pet peeves do you have? I mean, isn't that kind of like a pet peeve? Like, one of my pet peeves is people that take their dogs into the hardware store or to Walmart. It's like, what are you doing with a dog in Walmart?
Yeah. And then they walk around like, look at me. I've got a dog. Isn't it cute? Don't you want to stop and pet it? No,
yeah.
I do not. I think it's disgusting and smelly, and get it out of here.
Eating the other day, and a couple brought their dog in. It's like, okay, that dog, don't you know dogs eat their own poop? And you're bringing it into a restaurant.
Yeah. Not exactly the most healthy thing to do.
I guess I had the stigma there about cleanliness and, you know, germs, not bringing a dirty animal into a place where I'm going
to
be shopping.
Yeah, but to say to get over it implies that you just need to accept it and move on.
I mean, I'm not going to accept that.
Right, exactly. I don't think that that's something that you can get over, because it's not healthy. I mean,
And I'm not much of a boycotter, but I tell you, I do not go to certain lumber stores and hardware stores
that allow pets in like that.
Dogs in there like that.
Yeah.
I go. There's one that I know of that doesn't allow, unless it is a medical thing. What do you call it? Service animal.
Which I could get off on, because I can't tell you the number of people that bring in their animals to the hospital and claim their social animal or their service dogs animal. And they don't, or service animals. Yeah. And they don't, you can clearly tell by the way the animal is acting and it's not a service animal.
You don't ask for some kind of proof or something?
We cannot do that. Unless the animal starts acting up, then we can ask for the papers or whatever. But otherwise, no, we're not allowed to say anything, which is so gross. I had this one patient bring in this huge, huge, hairy dog into the exam room. You know how small exam rooms are. And it's like, okay, I had to ask them to leave. You can't bring that dog in here. It's not sanitary and blah, blah, blah.
They Dogs eat their own poop.
I know. It was so gross.
Did you hear about the lady that took a pony on an airplane flight? And they let her.
A pony.
She had a little miniature pony. I don't want this to be negative, but that's just one of my pet peeves there.
Well, we actually had another patient that brought in a dog that snapped at the doctor. And obviously that's not a service animal. Service animals know not to do that. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, what food have you never eaten but would really like to try?
Again, I don't have a lot of answers to these types of questions because, like, there's nothing that I see that I'm like, oh, that looks disgusting, let me eat it.
I mean, that would be something you really want to try, but you'd never... I've tried everything I want. I mean, I have tried everything that I want to. There's nothing that...
Yeah, I don't really have an answer to that question either because I have no interest in trying unusual foods.
I've already tried everything I want.
I've
tried everything.
Again, I'm a pretty boring, bland person when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Okay, here's a great one. What is something you really resent paying for?
Taxes.
I don't mind paying taxes, but the government waste, when you see the government waste of your tax money, it's like you really work hard for your money and then you see it.
You know, it's a shame if people would just stop and figure out exactly how much in taxes that come out of their check every pay period. I bet there would be a revolution because it's
there would be if they ever converted from payroll withholdings to actually having to pay it out of your pocket at the end of the year.
Right.
Man, there would be a total and complete revolution.
How they get you is they like a little tax here, a little tax here, a little tax here. It's just kind of taking out bits and pieces instead of big lumps. So you don't really notice it as much. Yeah.
Okay. This one was supposed to be lighthearted. So what's happening here?
Well, we're kind of turning. This is lighthearted.
Kind of devolving into a bitch session here.
Well, yeah.
What would a world population by clones of you be like?
Awesome.
That would be heaven.
How are you supposed to answer that question? I don't know. I suck. I think it'd be awful. Well, of course, I think it'd be awesome. Because I'm awesome.
I'd like to go to that world where just you were...
If it was just me, I don't know if I want to go visit a world where it was all you.
What would be wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Okay. Do you think that aliens exist?
Now that's a loaded question. I really don't know. I mean, the galaxy is a big, big, big place. So is it arrogant to think that we're the only intelligent life out there? I mean, does the Bible say anything about like other forms of life out in space?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mention any aliens, of course. I mean, there's no way there's intelligent life anywhere because the Lord created the Earth just
for humans though. That doesn't mean that He didn't create a world for another type of life source.
I would say that there possibly would be something out there that would be considered life, but I wouldn't think there'd be any.
Nothing like the typical aliens probably that you see in movies.
Absolutely not.
But
there's no way.
Do I think there's a life form out there somewhere? Probably.
There could be something that would be considered life, like a cell,
Or a plant or some kind of species or something.
Possibly.
Yeah. Who knows?
What are you currently worried about?
The economy, our government potentially changing for the worse. That's basically my biggest concern right now. What about you?
The main thing I'm concerned about would be this mail-in voting stuff that they're. In fact, I got a thing today in the mail from the post office, like a little checklist of how you can turn in your mail-in ballot. Oh,
they're really pushing that, aren't they?
Yeah, that's going to be kind of scary.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, why don't you ask some questions now?
Okay. What are some unusual places you've been? I mean, we've been to a lot of places, but I wouldn't classify them as unusual. Can you think of like a natural phenomenon, like a cave or like someplace unusual like that, I guess, on some of our travels that we've done? I feel like we've been a lot of places,
Yeah, nothing really that unusual.
Yeah, I don't think it's really... I'm not sure how to answer that question. I don't feel like there's been anything unusual that we've been to. We've seen a lot of neat places, but I wouldn't classify them as unusual. Let's see. Let's skip that one. What movie can you watch over and over without ever getting tired of? I know the answer for me. That's none, because I don't like to watch movies again after I've already seen them. But you like to watch them over and over.
For me, it's like I have this thing where I just don't really remember movies that much.
Because you fall asleep.
I can watch a movie like 10 times and it seems like a new movie to me.
Excuse me. Let me interject here. When he says watching, he means when he's awake to watch periods of it, like excerpts of it, because he usually ends up falling asleep before it's over.
Usually they're... If it doesn't catch my attention within about 15 minutes, I'm just...
There's the thing. Okay, I have to say this. Because the things that get your attention are like NASA. Like, you sit there and you watch something move an inch in 3 minute time.
The NASA channel.
And it's like, it's riveting to you. But then we're watching like an action scene or some kind of like that. I'm looking over there. I'm like, did you see? He's over there.
Well, you know, it's... If something... To me, it doesn't seem realistic. It's just, I just kind of shut it off. Like a James Bond movie. I love James Bond movies, but a lot of times it just doesn't seem realistic. So I just lose interest in it.
Oh, I completely disagree with that. I think that the more fantastical and crazy, the more interesting, because something like that would never happen in real life. I mean, to me, that's like stretching the imagination. So, I mean, who wants to watch something that's going to happen in real life? To me, that's pretty boring. I can just watch real life.
And also for me, if there's more than about three characters, I just completely get lost. Yeah, I can't handle more than three. And I'm sort of like that in real life, too. If I'm in a room or a conversation with more than two people, I just kind of close. I just kind of shut down because I, for some reason, if there's more than two or three characters, my brain just cannot function.
Yeah.
But a movie I can watch over and over without getting tired of, I watch... Planes, Trains, and Automobiles over and over and over. I love that movie.
It's got to be one of the funniest movies ever. It is so funny. Steve Martin and...
John Candy.
Yes. I wanted to say Chris Farley. It wasn't Chris Farley, but yeah, for sure. That's a great movie. Yeah. Wizard of Oz. I could probably watch that one over and over again just because it's just... You don't like it. You don't like the Wizard of Oz. How are we married?
No, I like the Wizard of Oz. I love the Wizard of Oz.
It's just classic and innocent and dreamlike, and I don't know. I love it. Plus, I love Judy Garland.
But. Have you seen the thing where the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, goes along right along with...
Yeah, yeah.
And there's actually a YouTube video of it, like, playing the album while the Wizard of Oz is playing. And
Oh, really?
It sort of does go right along with it. The people in Pink Floyd say there's absolutely nothing to that. But
yeah, but when
weird.
You compare it side by side, I mean, it's pretty coincidental. Yeah. I mean, not that they did that on purpose.
I wonder if it's like some kind of spiritual thing or something.
I don't know, maybe. What are some red flags to watch out for in daily life? I want to reword that question a little bit. What are some red flags? Like when you meet a person, what are some things that person does or doesn't do that automatically makes you either like or dislike them? Right off the bat, people that continuously cut me off, like I'm talking and it's like, okay, first of all, can I finish what I was saying?
Yeah.
Or someone that's like, I, it's all about me.
Yeah, I did this. I've been there.
And they have to bring it right back to them, and it's like, well, can we talk about me for a minute?
Yeah, but you that's sort of how you create conversation too, by talking about yourself. And you always get tired of that.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't know. I think you have to be careful with that. I understand what you're saying, and I get it, because you kind of want to find some kind of common ground so that you can kind of connect that person on that common ground. But you have to know when to stop. Stop. You know what I mean? Just to just keep going
like
on
that,
and on and on.
That I think it was like a blind date or something. We were eating out the other night, and a few tables over from us, they were on a blind date or something. And the guy was just like bragging and bragging.
So
and bragging.
Bloviated. You know, he was just like, oh, you know, I own this company and I've done this.
I've been there. I've been around the world.
Yeah, and to watch her face, I mean, she was just like basically rolling her eyes.
I couldn't see him. I could just hear what he was saying.
No, but I was facing her and watching her face, and she was not having it. So, yeah, she was not impressed. But
so what are some red flags to watch out for in daily life? You know, I usually listen to the news, you know, a few minutes in the morning, and kind of look at see what the stock market and the economy is doing. That would be some red flags that I watch out for in daily life.
I guess I need to know what the definition of red flags is. I think I'm overanalyzing these questions too much, because I mean, like, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen, or, oh, I don't like that, or, I don't know. Like, are we talking serious red flags? Are we talking just annoyances, or?
Well, I would say a red flag would be something that is, like, something that alerts you to something bad that is possibly going to happen.
I don't know. All I can think about is how that relates to people, because I know almost instantly if I'm going to like someone or not by the first few words out of their mouth or by their body language or,
That one book that we read a few months ago, where you can't really go by body language or what people are saying.
What do you mean? What book are you talking about?
That one that your doctor gave to you.
Oh, something about, wasn't it about lying or something?
Yeah,
or
you can't tell people are lying.
Or telling the truth, or I don't know, something like that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can't really trust your initial reaction to something because, you know.
I don't want to get onto a book review or anything, but it was talking about like Hitler and how many people bought into what he was saying, and even though he was
what is
lying.
The name of that book?
I forget now. I really didn't like it that much, to tell you the truth.
I didn't like it either, actually.
Okay, let's get on from this. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. When you're old, what do you think your children will ask you to tell stories about? Wait, let me read that again. When you're old, what do you think children will ask you to tell stories about? Not your children. Children will ask you to tell stories about. Grandpa, can you tell me about whenever you used to use a CD player?
Yeah. Grandma, were you around when they had black and white TV? Actually, yes, I was.
did you use a cell phone when you were younger?
Yeah. It's amazing how far we've come, even in our lifetime, how many different inventions.
Yeah, like a phonograph record. You know, a phonograph record. Just think about that, how primitive it is compared to what that.
Do you remember when they used to have those on the back of cereal boxes?
Yeah, the Archies. sugar.
For you youngsters out there, they used to sell to kids this on the back of cereal boxes, some records you could actually cut out of the cereal box and play on your record player. And they actually played. I mean, that's crazy to me that we thought that was the coolest thing back then. But yeah, I mean, we've gone through floppy disks and CDs and DVDs and
MP3s.
Flip phones and MP3 players, right? Yeah, oh my. There's been a lot. Cassette tapes. My goodness. We have been through a lot.
8-track.
Oh my gosh, yes, 8-track. That was a little before my time. Didn't you have a car that had an 8-track player?
I never had an 8-track player. I actually have some 8-track players now.
They're cool because they're vintage.
Yeah, but... And it's, terrible.
Let's ask another question. Some of these are kind of stupid. Let's go down a little bit. Oh, gosh. Another political question. I wonder if we should avoid it.
Yeah, skip it.
All right. What animal would be cutest if scaled down to the size of a cat? Well, I don't know. That's hard for me to answer because I don't really like animals. I don't think we're not real big animal people, so I don't know. That's probably another bad question. Let's see. Okay, if your job gave you a surprise 3-day paid break to rest and recuperate, what would you do with those 3 days? What would you do?
I would probably do work around the house.
Kevin is the kind of person that can't sit still. He has to always be doing something, always. It's exhausting.
There is just so much to do and so little time.
But that's what you enjoy, though.
I do. If I sit around doing nothing, I just feel like I am just completely wasting my life.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you know, my answer would be?
You would read.
Oh, heck yes. I would. I love books. Let's see. What's the most epic way you've seen someone quit or be fired? I mean, we've had people just not come back from lunch before.
I almost quit in an epic way one time. I was in a staff meeting, and the owner of the company just got off on this tangent, and he was telling me and my boss we were incompetent. And I closed my day planner and I almost walked out. I didn't though, but everybody thought I was going to quit right there.
I've never done anything dramatic when it comes to quitting a job, but I tell you what, I have definitely been tempted, and like to the point where I'm like visualizing, this is what I'm going to do. If they say one more word,
actually,
this is what I'm going to do.
Actually, that same job I was talking about, I ultimately did. What happened is I had a staff meeting scheduled for my staff, and the owner and like the COO came in and said, we need to do something different today, so just cancel that meeting. And I actually did walk out because of that. That was why I left.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. I just packed my stuff up.
And I will never forget when you came home and told me you quit your job. Oh my gosh, I was so scared because I wasn't working at the time. So it was
wasn't just an isolated incident. That was kind of built
straw
up to that.
Broke the camel's back, yeah. For you. Yeah. Let's see. If you couldn't be convicted of any one type of crime, what criminal charge would you like to be immune to? Ooh. I'm not sure I'd want to do anything that's considered against the law. That's kind of a weird question.
Criminal
like
charge,
if I could steal and get
like
away with it, I would. I'd want
to
pick
to.
That. I don't know that I would steal though. I don't think that's right. So, I mean, you want it, you work for it, but that's kind of a weird question.
What's something that will always be in fashion, no matter how much time passes? My hairstyle.
Mullets. I feel like mullets have always been around at some varying degrees. That's actually coming back in style. People that with mullets. Let's see. In the past, people were buried with the items they would need in the afterlife. What would you want buried with you so you could use it in an afterlife? Well, first of all, I don't believe in an afterlife. Well, I believe in Christ coming back and raising us from the dead, but what they're talking about is like reincarnation, basically, is what I'm assuming this question is referring to. So assuming I believed in reincarnation, what would you want to come back to life with? Like, I don't know.
You know, probably some weapon, a weapon so you can, because if you came back to life and you were in some place where you needed to be, you know, to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Like some big sword or something.
Who do you go out of your way to be nice to? Well, everybody. I mean.
Yeah, I pretty much try to be nice to everyone.
I mean, I'm never purposely
go out of your
mean
way.
To somebody. Out of your way, though. I think that's the kind of the key phrase. Out of
everyone.
Your way to be nice
I
to.
I try everyone.
I mean, I may not like you, but I'm still going to be nice to you. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how to answer that question either.
Okay, what food is delicious but a pain to eat?
Oh, more food questions. I'm not a big foodie. I don't
know. Well, food, I would say, how about a pain to prepare? How about enchiladas?
How about avocados?
Yeah. You have to basically, on enchiladas, you have to basically cook twice.
Well, you definitely do. But like avocados, those are pains to have to cut open and get the big seed out and then scoop it out. It's like a lot of work for nothing. Not for nothing, but a lot of work for not much.
Okay, here you go. What old person things do you do?
Oh, well, I just bought a pill box. Does that count? Not for medications, but to put our vitamins into, because, you know, when you travel, you don't want to take a bunch of baggies of vitamins. So I bought a pill box to keep them all in one place. And that way, you know, we can take out our vitamins on each day. That sounds like we're old. I bought a pill box. What's your answer? I don't know.
I pluck hairs.
Well,
I have hairs growing out of places you would.
Why is that for men?
It's like, why don't those hairs go to the top of my head?
I don't know. That's weird. Well, what was the last photo you took? You know what the last photo I took was today. I took it of the sign that you left me.
Mm-hmm.
He made a little sign. What's it called? Where you plug the letters into the sign.
I don't know what that's called.
I don't know. But anyway, he made me a cute little sign and says, I love you. I thought that was really cute. I took a picture of it. What's the last thing you took a picture of? Probably one of your inventions.
Probably a wire, some wires. I repair electronic things that I find at garage sales and flea markets.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince them to make a YouTube video.
And I take pictures of the wire so that if something goes bad or goes wrong, I can look back at the pictures and see where things went wrong.
That kind of goes back to the whole he's fascinated by the most boring things.
I just think it. Well, I won't get off of that. It's just like electronic things. It's like magic. It's like
pretty neat. Well, I make fun of you because I don't even pretend to understand it because I don't think I'm smart enough to understand that stuff. But anyway, let's see.
What would be the worst thing to hear as you're going under anesthesia before heart surgery?
I don't feel so good.
Where's that heart operation manual? Surgery for dummies manual.
So, doctor, how long have you been a doctor? I just graduated last week.
No, that's terrible.
That is terrible. I wonder if that ever happens. That's funny. Go back up for a second. There was that one question. The most amazing slow motion video you've seen. I think that's really fun to watch them like pop balloons and watch the water come out. I've seen some really fun slow motion videos. I'm kind of fascinated by those. How something like, you know, gets to the point where it just pops and I don't know. I thought that was kind of fun. Had you ever seen any slow motion videos that you thought were really cool?
Yeah, all those. I love those.
Yeah. Let's see. More food questions. I don't care about the food questions. Ooh, what's the most expensive thing you've broken? I know the answer to that. Your pelvis.
Yeah, that was expensive.
That was about $500,000 right there, was to rebuild your pelvis after your motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of like the bionic man right now.
You kind of are,
$6 million man.
Yeah, they definitely put you back together again. Other than that, I don't know. Have you ever broken anything really expensive?
Something, I mean, you're constantly breaking something, day, but they I haven't broke been very expensive. Something. Oh, I know what it was.
He is constantly breaking things, by the way, people. He is very clumsy. Knocking things over, just, dropping things.
I am just very active. So, the most expensive thing I've broken lately is at the beginning of the lawn mowing season, me and my uncle started up our lawnmower, and we didn't check the oil first.
Oh, my.
And it had, over the winter, it had completely leaked all the oil out, so we completely blew the motor out of the lawnmower.
That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Let's see. What makes you roll your eyes every time you hear it? I don't know.
Basically, like anything coming out of a Democrat's mouth.
I was going to say basically everything. I feel like I'm really my eyes at everything
basically
anymore.
Anything on the news, I just, I don't want to get off on that, but
we're trying to make this
basically anything on the news. It's just absolutely ridiculous. How do people even listen to that?
I don't know. How do they even believe it? Honestly, they're so gullible. I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense to me. Let's see.
What do you think you are much better at than you actually are?
Well.
Guitar. Playing the guitar.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with that.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I don't know. I would say writing, I guess. I don't feel like I'm a very good writer, but then I go back and read some of the stuff I wrote, and I'm like, you know, that's not too bad. So.
It is great.
I don't know.
Okay. Should kidneys be able to be bought and sold?
Well,
or any body part?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's kind of an interesting question. I mean, now with 3D printing and stuff, I feel like we're on the cusp of anything being possible anymore.
But your own body part. Say if someone wanted to buy a kidney from you or something else. I don't know if there's anything else.
Well, what could you afford to lose and still live without?
A kidney.
Well, yeah, but anything else, I don't think you could. Right? I mean, there's really nothing else you could.
What if you wanted to sell your heart? What if you were tired of living and just wanted to sell your heart to somebody? What good would that do? I guess you could pass the money on to your heirs. But.
I guess, but I don't know. I mean, like, I'm taking that question to mean, like, kind of like a meat market, you know?
I think certain things, if you wanted to sell your kidney, yes.
Well, I mean, I guess because it's your kidney.
What if it was your child?
Oh, for sure. Like if one of our kids needed a kidney.
Or no, sell your child.
Sell our children. No, I don't want to sell our children. But if one of our boys needed a kidney and I was compatible, I'd give him a kidney. Wouldn't you?
Oh, for the right price.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope they don't hear this. It's terrible. All right. You know what? We're getting up there in time. I didn't realize we were getting up there in time. Oh, I'm sorry if you guys found this boring. We kind of wanted to do something a little bit more lighthearted this time and answer some questions so you can get to know us a little bit better. These questions weren't as thought-provoking as I thought they might be, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed the little back and forth. This is pretty much our conversations every day, so just FYI. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you guys later. Bye.